Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
The Knucklehead runners up. We're going to begin with the waitress who accidentally set a couple of her customers on fire.
Well, the customers ordered flaming cocktails, and then she had a bottle of booze that she ended up breaking when she went to deliver the drinks. And as the booze spread, so did the flames. They had to stop traffic and airlift them out of the restaurant and take them to the Parkland Hospital in Dallas.
So they didn't leave her a tip is what you're saying. And then we've got as a runner-up the contractor who got himself stuck in an ATM, sort of. There's a room behind this ATM that they go into to fill the ATM with cash. And this contractor was in there doing what he does and got himself locked in and couldn't get out for 2 hours. He tried slipping notes to customers through the ATM receipt slot. Please help me. I'm stuck in here. People were not taking him seriously until eventually someone did. They called police and they had to kick the door down to get him out.
I can't put him as the 930 knucklehead because, you know, I'm not really so much impressed by that story because every time I go to the bank, I'm stuck in there for 2 hours.
All right. Well, our winner here, we're going to go with this woman who impersonated a federal agent. If you're going to do that, there's got to be a lot in it for you. Like, I don't know, maybe you're in a bank. You're going to impersonate a federal agent to get some cash.
Maybe you need a passport and you need to get into a country or something.
This woman just did it for some Chick-fil-A.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
As it is National French Friday, we go to the fast food of Chick-fil-A in Marietta, Georgia. And a woman named Tara Solom, who looks to be in her mid-30s, was going through the drive-thru and wanted to get a discount by claiming she was a federal agent. Now, Chick-fil-A does give most cops and firefighters a discount while they're in uniform, but our Tara shows up in plain clothes. And they said, no, we're not giving you a discount. How do we know you work for the government or whatever? National security. Instead of paying, she parked her car, went inside to start giving what for to the two managers, and then starts dropping a bunch of F-bombs and swearing around the kids, pulls out some kind of phony fake badge out of a cereal box, and then claims that she'd blow her cover and get killed if she put her uniform on. Just give me the damn Chick-fil-A so I can get going. Well, they called the Georgia Bureau of Investigations and found out, no, she does not work for them. She's facing a $7,000 bond to get out of jail over Chick-fil-A.
It's a long way to go to save 80 cents, maybe.
Yeah, for some discount.
Our 930 Knucklehead winner today.